Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz will be buried this afternoon following his sudden death early yesterday morning of an apparent heart attack. The 60-year-old Kamenetz was competing in a crowded field for the Democratic nomination for Maryland governor. WIPR's Rachel Bay reports that with the primary election just 6.5 weeks away, Kamenetz's death could dramatically alter the dynamics of the race.
State law gives Kamenetz's running mate, former Montgomery County Councilwoman Valerie Irvin, the option of running for governor in his place. Or she can choose to remain the lieutenant governor candidate while the campaign names someone else for the top of the ticket. The State Board of Elections says Irvin has until Thursday to make that decision. Whatever she decides, Kamenetz's name will still appear on the ballot. The Kamenetz campaign declined to talk about what comes next. In a statement Thursday, Irvin said she is shocked and heartbroken by his death. Todd Eberle, a political scientist at St. Mary's College of Maryland, says the situation is highly unusual in Maryland politics, possibly unprecedented. That leaves many people grappling for what to do next, or even how to talk about it.
This changes the dynamic of this race, which means that it needs to be talked about, it needs to be reported on. But this is such an uncommon occurrence and such a human tragedy that it really does raise the question of how do we talk about this?
A February Mason-Dixon poll placed Kamenetz among the frontrunners in a field of 9 candidates vying to be the Democratic nominee for governor. A more recent April Goucher poll found that 28% of likely voters would pick Kamenetz in a matchup against Republican Governor Larry Hogan, with 23% undecided. Eberle says losing Kamenetz could dramatically change the race.
Kevin Kamenetz was tightly packed with Ben Jealous and Rusher and Baker as the top 3 candidates. They had the best name recognition, which to me suggests that the folks who backed Kamenetz made a choice that they wanted him as opposed to Baker or Jealous.
The candidates who were trailing in the polls now have a chance to win over those voters who were backing Kamenetz.
But I suspect that, you know, at least for a little while here, no one's going to be courting those voters. I think everyone's going to be taking a bit of a breather here and give the family some opportunity to absorb what has happened and to instead just sort of focus on the legacy of Kamenetz's 24 years of service.
Nearly all of his opponents in the primary contest issued statements of support on Thursday. Prince George's County Executive Rashern Baker announced that he was suspending his campaign activity out of respect for Kamenetz's family. He said he has worked closely with Kamenetz on legislation while both served their respective counties. State Senator and fellow gubernatorial candidate Richard Madalino praised Kamenetz for his grit and determination. Quote, "His knowledge and dedication to all Marylanders will be sorely missed," he said. I'm Rachel Bay for 88.1 WYPR.